Hey there, welcome to the Next Level Nutrition Biz podcast. I'm Stephanie Long and I'm a business coach for nutritionists. After struggling with how to start my own nutrition business, I finally figured out how to launch my business and sign clients without the overwhelm, and now it's my mission to share this with you too. This is why I created my online course, Launch Your Nutrition Biz, to teach you the exact steps you need to take to start your nutrition business and sign your first paying clients. In this podcast, we'll talk about how to start and grow your nutrition business, sign new clients, come up with an easy-to-follow marketing plan, and make money doing what you love. Let's get started. Hey, welcome to the Next Level Nutrition Biz podcast. If you are a longtime listener, you know that our episodes usually go out on Wednesdays, but today we wanted to put out an episode on Tuesday because we have a really exciting promo going on for this week only. It is for my membership Nutrition Business Club. I am running a promo where you can get your first month inside the membership for 50% off, plus get access to a bonus training planning out an entire month of your content in one day with my colleague Laura. These are bonuses that are valid until April 26th. So if you're listening to the podcast this week, I suggest you head over to stephanielong.ca/nutritionbusinessclub to learn more. And we are going to talk a little bit more about the membership later on inside this episode. But for today, I wanted to talk about what I wish I had focused on earlier in my business, because hindsight is 2020. You know, obviously I didn't know these were the things I should be focusing on early on. So if I can give you any advice on what I would have done differently, let's say even if I was starting another business today, I really recommend that you take these things to heart, because after having a business for 10 years and looking back, I wish I had done these things sooner. So the number one thing that I wish I focused on earlier in my business is my marketing strategy. So right out of nutrition school, I wish that instead of spending like so much time behind the scenes on my business, tweaking my website, you know, working on client handouts, you know, hours on one social media post, I wish that I actually really kind of created a strong foundation for my business that could later help me when I was marketing it to try to get new nutrition clients. So the first thing is I wish that I chose a niche earlier on. It took me a while to choose a niche in my business. And when you have an online business, it's really important that you're super specific about who you're helping and how you're helping that person, because the online space is a little bit noisy. So choosing a niche earlier on would have helped me stand out sooner. Although when I first started my business, I was working more in person. This was back in 2014, 2015, before kind of social media and the online space really ramped up. But if I was starting my business today, I would definitely invest in my online presence sooner. And the first thing that I would need to do is choose that specific niche. The next thing I would have done was get clear on what I call content pillars. So what am I actually, you know, teaching people? So let's say that my niche is gut health. What are the pillars of gut health that I'm going to be teaching? Because not only will these pillars inform my nutrition programs that I'm going to create, but also the content that I'm going to be sharing online. So instead of, you know, twiddling my thumbs or staring at a blank cursor on the screen wondering what I should write for my next social media post, I would actually just go back to my content pillars and have a million ideas about the type of content I could be creating. But when I first started my business, I did not know anything about content pillars. So this is something that I wish I learned earlier and could have implemented right away. I also would have spent time creating a signature nutrition program early on. One program that I could send all my clients to. So something that could be repeatable, something that wasn't making me reinvent the wheel over and over, kind of basing it on the content pillars that I have created, and then creating a program that I could sell at a higher price to multiple clients. And this would really help me be able to market the program because I knew what the transformation would be. Now, if you're trying to sell, you know, one-off nutrition sessions or packages, with no real kind of end goal in mind, it's hard to talk about the transformation somebody would get in working with you. So what I wish I did earlier was, again, based on my niche, based on my content pillars, create a signature nutrition program that had very clear, you know, beginning and end results, so that when I was marketing it, I knew exactly what I could say to my audience to let them know if this was the right fit for them or not. The next thing I wish I did was spend 80% of my time focusing on my marketing strategy. So instead of, you know, thinking about client handouts or client work or getting more nutrition certifications or, you know, reading more nutrition books, I actually wish that early on I saw myself as a business owner and primarily a marketer and learned how to market my business and spend the majority of my time there. Because to be honest, you could be the best nutritionist in the whole wide world, but if no one knows about you or what you do, you might not be signing any clients. And this is what was happening to me early on. You know, I knew my stuff when it came to nutrition. I knew how to help people, but I wasn't good at marketing myself. And I would, you know, only market myself on social media. And I didn't think, you know, how can I be strategic about marketing? And the reason I didn't think this is because I didn't know that I needed to be a marketer or a business owner. And if you've listened to this podcast before, you've probably heard me say that, you know, that's the big shift you really need to make is like, I'm not just a nutritionist. I am also a business owner. And with business comes marketing. And the sooner you can really lean into that and feel confident with that and get support with those skills, the better you're going to do in your business. Now, the thing is, there are so many ways you could be marketing your nutrition business. You could be spending time on social media, on Instagram, on TikTok, on Threads, on Facebook, writing blogs, doing podcasts, doing in-person workshops, doing community events. See, that is why we feel so overwhelmed, because there's a million and one things we could be doing. And when there's so many things we could be doing, we kind of become a Jack or Jill of all trades, but not a master of one. So something I wish I did earlier on was find a marketing strategy that worked really well for me. So not what everyone else was doing, but something that really used my skills and my talent and something I enjoy doing so that it came a little bit easier to me. So the way that we can frame this is, if you like to write, maybe blogging is a good marketing strategy for you. If you like to talk, maybe starting your own podcast or guest podcasting might be a good option for you. If you don't mind going on video or being visible, YouTube might be a good option for you. If you like writing social media posts and going on stories and, you know, being creative in those ways, maybe social media is the right tool for you. The thing is, you need to find what works best for you. But then the caveat here is, you need to be strategic with this marketing tool. So let me give you an example. So let's say, you know, I said, if you like to write, blogging might be a good option. So if blogging is going to be one of the main marketing strategies you're going to use to get clients, you have to make sure you're doing it correctly. So this would be learning about keywords, learning about search engine optimization, coming up with a blogging schedule, learning how to repurpose your blog posts. And if this is something you want to learn more about, you can actually check out my workshop, How to Make Money from Blogging, as your step one to be strategic with blogging. You can go to stephanielong.ca/blogging workshop to learn more. But this is only one example. If you were doing YouTube, there's a strategy behind that. If you were having a podcast of your own, there's a strategy there. Or guest podcasting, there's a pitching strategy. Or even social media. A lot of us don't go to social media with a strategy. We just start posting and we're wondering why no clients are coming our way. So the number one thing I recommend you do is figure out which marketing tool you want to focus on in your business. And then you need to figure out the strategy as, you know, step two. And after you know your marketing strategy, so how you're going to make best use out of this marketing tool, you need to have a marketing plan that outlines exactly what you need to focus on. And that's going to help you cut out the noise of everything else and just help you like zone in to this plan. And it's going to help you follow it so that you're going to know every single day, every single month, every single year, what you need to focus on in your nutrition business to make a big impact and actually grow your business and sign consistent nutrition clients. And this is where my membership Nutrition Business Club comes in. This is exactly what we support you with inside the membership. We come at it from two different perspectives. So Nutrition Business Club is a business coaching and marketing membership that helps you sign consistent nutrition clients every single month. And we do this in two ways. We do this by having monthly business training and marketing sessions where you'll learn a new marketing tool and strategy. You'll learn everything you need to know about how to be successful with marketing your nutrition business. And then quarterly, we have business planning sessions where you will actually come up with your marketing plan for the next 3 months. So you'll know exactly what you need to follow every single day, week, month, year in your business because you're going to have the plan in place. And then we also bring in business coaching. So bi-weekly, we have group coaching calls where you can come and get support from me, just like you would if you were working one-on-one with a business coach. You can come ask your questions. I will give you support and feedback on all of your business and marketing questions. So you're coming up with your marketing strategy. You are learning about how to really use this tool strategically. You now have the marketing plan, so you know exactly what to do, you know, every single day in your business. And then when bumps are coming up, when questions are coming up, when you need a bit of support, you have the business coaching support to also help you get through any questions you have and take massive action in your business. And I honestly wish that I had this type of support after I launched my own nutrition business and, you know, had my first couple clients trickle in, but was really having trouble getting consistent clients. If I had a marketing and business coaching membership like this to help guide my way and give me the tools and support I needed to be successful in my business, it would have been a game changer. So that is why it's been so important for me to keep this membership as low cost and accessible as I can so that you can come in and get the support for a fraction of the cost of what it would cost to work with a business coach one-on-one. So the cost of the membership is $47 a month, but for this week only, so up until April 26, you can get your first month inside the membership for 50% off, which means that it's only $23.50 for your first month inside the membership. Plus, you're getting access to that bonus content planning workshop that I told you about earlier. So you're going to learn how to plan out an entire month of content in one day. I have a guest coming in, Laura, who is a social media pro. She was on the podcast a few episodes ago and talks all about how she plans out her social media content in a very systematic way. So she can create so much content in just one workday. And she's going to teach this workshop to give you all the tools you need to also be successful when creating your content. The other thing I want to say is that this is a month-to-month membership and you can cancel anytime with no strings attached. So you are welcome to come in, try the membership out, see if it's a fit for you in your business. If it is, great. You can stay as long as you want. If it's not a fit, that is totally fine too. You can cancel anytime and you're always welcome back. So I just, again, wanted this membership to be a place where you can get just massive amounts of support to help you grow your nutrition business and sign consistent clients at a price point that feels accessible to you when you're first just growing your business. And for less than $2 a day, you are going to get so much support. I'm just going to review again. You get bi-weekly group coaching calls with me to ask all of your questions. You get a monthly business training session so that you learn a new business or marketing tool and strategy. You also get, I forgot to mention this, a private podcast episode every single month where I go in depth into a marketing strategy or show behind the scenes of my own business. So this is exclusive to Nutrition Business Club members only. So if you love the podcast and you want more, you can get access to private episodes inside the membership. You also get access to a quarterly business planning session to plan out your next 3 months in business. You get access to a quarterly mindset session where we can go through any mindset blocks or challenges that you're facing that are stopping you from growing your business. And these are great sessions where we can talk as a community about some struggles of being a business owner and really move past some of those blocks. You also get unlimited access to a Facebook community where you can ask all of your business and marketing questions every single day. Me and my team are inside there giving very hands-on support. For example, some of our members have questions about their website and they want some feedback. So we will give you in-depth feedback and support if you're creating something like a freebie for your audience or a workshop and you just need some eyes on that content to know if you're in the right direction or not. That is what my team and I are here for. So we help you really hands-on every step of the way. You also get access when you join to 3 bonuses. You get 25 fill-in-the-blank social media prompts, so actual captions that you can fill in the blank to help you write your social media. You also get 20 digital product ideas. So if you want to try out selling some lower cost digital products, we give you the ideas to make that happen. And then lastly, you get access to my 30 Days to Clients Challenge. So it's a marketing prompt that you get every single day for 30 days to help you grow your business and sign more clients. So if you're ready to launch your nutrition business or you've already launched and maybe you've had a few clients, but you're looking for more consistency with getting clients every single month and you need help with your marketing and you need the business coaching support to really make things happen in your business, this is the group for you. This is the membership you need. Again, 50% off your first month. You can head to stephanielong.ca/nutritionbusinessclub to get access to that discount and the bonus content planning workshop. This discount ends on Friday, April 26th. So be sure to check out the website. Send me a DM on Instagram if you have any questions. If you want, you can send me a voice note and just say, hey, Stephanie, is this right for me? Or ask me any of your questions. I am happy to go in depth with you to find out if Nutrition Business Club is right for you and your business. So again, you can go to stephanielong.ca/nutritionbusinessclub to learn more and join. So if you take away anything from this episode, it is that marketing is a tool that you need to invest time and resources into in order to be successful in your nutrition business. You are a marketer now. You are a business owner. And this is only going to help you be more successful in your business if you really put some time and energy into being the best marketer and business owner you possibly can be. And the last thing I'll say, it's not about throwing spaghetti at the wall with your marketing and trying everything. It's finding those few marketing tools that are going to work for you and your skill set, and then having a really rock solid marketing strategy and marketing plan behind you to make things happen. This is really the key to being successful in your nutrition business. So I would love for you to join us inside Nutrition Business Club. Again, stephanielong.ca/nutritionbusinessclub to learn more. And I will talk to you again next week on the podcast. Thanks for listening in. If you love this episode, be sure to leave us a review, share this episode with a friend, or tag us on social media. Talk to you soon.